Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For our Hispanic brethren and sister out there, numero uno. All right. And I don't know any other languages right in a second, so we're going to leave it alone. But we are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. If you'd like to find us on our social media, we are Get Real Global on Twitter. It's Get Real Global R1 on Twitter, Get Real Global on Instagram, and we are Get Real Global Entertainment LLC on Facebook. Or you can find me on my personal page, Jennifer DeVoe, DeVoe. We are here in celebration this whole month of Pride Month. Fuck yeah. Here in LA, especially. Yeah, yeah. We just had Pride parades and Pride events and all kinds of cool stuff going on. I wish I could have made it, but I've been running concerts, so can't always get to all the events, unfortunately. But this is a shout out to my sister, Wendy Nix, in Maine. I wish I was there for your wedding.
Hi, Wendy. What?
She just got married to her girlfriend, so now wife, was it May 11th, I believe. Okay. Wish I could have made it. So shout out to my sister and congratulations for doing that. And did it quick, man. She only knew her since fucking November. Hell yeah. When you know, you know.
Right. I guess.
Hell yeah.
I'm messing around.
Fuck yeah. We are here in the studio today with an amazing punk rock band. These guys, they are fucking phenomenal, especially when they're on stage. They fucking blow the doors off of everything. This is Glitter Trash.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who they are, you need to know who they are. They started in Detroit, but then they came out here, and now they're L.A. based.
Detroit Rock City since 2010. And
fuck yeah.
2017 here.
Detroit puts out some amazing bands, amazing music. You know what I mean? So hell yeah.
It's the Flint water.
Oh, it's that Flint water. Radiation.
You have that glow.
Radiation. You got a beautiful glow about you, girl.
It's actually a nice lead.
The glow is for some other reasons.
That's really nothing funny to talk about. I did drink Detroit city water for my whole life.
So is that a good thing or bad thing?
Well, I don't know
because you live there. I don't
still
know.
Alive.
Is that 40 weight?
You're that still
is,
alive.
No, I think that's 30.
She says I'm still. She says I'm still alive. You know what I mean? So.
It isn't bad. It's out here where they actually can light the water on fire.
Oh, Jesus.
You know? Is it out here like in Utah or something? Where they're fracking.
I've seen that on TV. Yeah.
Light the water on fire. It's not that bad.
They come out the faucet and they just literally took a lighter and just
poof.
Yeah.
It's like Exxon Valdez all over again.
Right.
See, that's with Cleveland. Cleveland's, you know, was lit on fire.
Yeah.
The Cuyahoga River.
All right, let's see. Oh, we're going to do Jenny's concert rundown real quick. We're going to talk about the shows we did this last week and the ones that are coming up. So let's see. We had Saturday, June 8th at the Pacifico Cantina. We had Cesar Cardona.
Yes.
Prism, I guess, didn't end up playing, whatever. Art Disposal, our buddies from Art Disposal. Shout out to Cal Stewart. And then we had Squeaky Buddha. They were really good.
Yeah.
They're fucking off the chains. They were like really great stage performance. They were all like partying with their shirts off. I mean, it was crazy. Sunday, June 9th at Petey's Place, we had Black Pearl Light. They put on an amazing performance.
Yeah.
Thank you for working with the schedule and helping us with all that. Legions, unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, things happen, could not play. Then we had Fallen Fury. Everybody's been Fallen Fury. It's one of the bands I manage. Hell yeah. We love Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo. They came down quite a ways, like 4-hour drive or some shit. And then we had Seconds to Centuries, our buddies from up by Lancaster. So thank you to Jay and all the guys from Seconds to Centuries. We had an amazing show. Fuck yeah. Many shows to come. I'll get you more exposure. I'll see. Tonight, we have an amazing show tonight. We have the Bad Mofos.
Okay.
That's they're kind of like rock, I guess. Los Angeles Misfits. That's a Misfits tribute band. They're you know, obviously punk rock. That's going to be great. Hidden Scars is a touring band from Las Vegas. They're playing two shows with us this week before they, you know, make their rounds and then get back up to Vegas. Then we have Delphic Sybil, our buddy Johnny Angel, and Karim Ortega. What up, guys?
Right.
Fuck yeah. So we're going to have a great show tonight. We have Law, Love, Burlesque, and Cabaret, which will perform their little shows in between the bands. So come on out for a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun. Plus the Museum of Oddities.
Right.
All for only $10. You're getting all these different things for 10 bucks. We're going to have a fetish burlesque show next time.
The best bang for your buck.
Dang. Hell yeah.
On Burbank.
We're going to have a fetish burlesque show, including a bloodbath and everything. It's going to be badass. That's June 26th. We'll get into that one later. But that's featuring our friend Lillian Mortis.
Yeah.
If you would like to get VIP packages, hit her up. She'll do a private dance for you. No, I was kidding. You have to, if you get to pay to get up, you know, in the front seats and shit. Fuck yeah. It's going to be badass. Woo! This Sunday, June 16th, Five Star Bar, downtown LA. We've got Hollywood Nightmare. They put on an amazing fucking show. We got Revelry Gang. We got Let the Wolf In. These guys play with a fucking, like, a violin and shit. Like,
electric violin. Hard,
hardcore. Yeah. Fucking hardcore.
I like them.
These are all, like, metal, kind of like metal bands. And then we have Hidden Scars again from a touring band from Las Vegas. So it's going to be a great, you know, great shows coming up. Saturday, June 22nd, Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park. We got Chucky Moto. Jabbermouth, another band I manage. We got Slee Stack.
Ooh,
we are Sleestack.
Fatal Substance.
We got Fatal Substance and we got Zombillies. I think it's like a rockabilly band, like horror style. Like the Zombillies. Then June 23rd at Petey's Place, we got Claymation. We are the Black Things, Carry On, and our buddies from Ring of Leaders.
All right.
Fuck yeah. And Carry On is an amazing band. So come check that out. And like I said, the big show of them all is on Wednesday, June 26th at the CIA. Shout out to Carl Crew. And the that's where our show is tonight. California Institute of Abnormal Arts. Only 10 bucks and you get all kinds of fun stuff. We're going to have Lon Varnador, author.
Oh.
Cinder is going to be doing some fire shows and fire twirling and all kinds of crazy shit. And then we got Lillian Mortis doing her fetish burlesque.
Oh,
and she's going to have bloodbath at the end. And her husband and what do you call it? Her dom.
Her dom.
Her dom. Mortis, the devil's reject.
Yes!
That's her husband anyway. Wow. Japanese Baby will play. That is a Cure. Cover band, or Cure tribute band, excuse me. If you love The Cure as much as I do, come on out, check that out. Japanese Baby from San Francisco, I think. Then we got, like I said, Mortis Devil's Reject, and we're gonna have Star Daddy.
All right,
Star Daddy's fucking amazing. So come see Star Daddy. That's a badass. We're gonna have some great shows this Friday night. The Whiskey and Gun Club is gonna be opening for LA Guns at the Whiskey A Go Go. Come check it out. They play, I think, like 8 o'clock. We're going to be over there doing media coverage. Saturday night is going to be our buddies from Wicked Star. Shout out to Tony Richards and Joe the drummer and everybody from the band. We're going to go see them Saturday night. They're opening with Generation Mangled. That's an MBM Music LLC band that they deal with. They're going to be opening for LA Guns at the Whiskey A Go Go also. So, and then our show at the Five Star. So it's going to be a great weekend. We're gonna have a lot of great shows.
Yes. Good stuff. Good
now, I know you got some upcoming shows as well, Jenna.
We do.
Speaking of that, let's introduce ourselves before we talk about our upcoming shows.
My name is Jenna. The band Glitter Trash.
Jenna Mullins.
Yes. Woo! Jenna James Mullins.
Yes. Hell yeah.
And who are you?
Brian Irving. I'm the
sounds director. Almost like a porn name. Jenna James Mullins.
Just one day a week.
Like Jenna Jameson. You know, like, Jenna James Mullins.
Well, I want to kiss in, what's his name? Ron Jeremy at the Rainbow, which probably everybody does.
Oh, but, Jesus. Yeah.
I added that to my list of you know, yeah. Los Angeles experience.
Yeah, he gave me a hug this last time. The first couple of times I interacted with him, he was just so drunk I didn't even bother. This last time at the Rainbow, my hubby was off somewhere else. I came down. He goes, oh, and he says, oh, I'm having a hard night. Oh, what's going on? And I gave him a hug. It's like, oh, Ron, it's going to be okay. I gave him a hug. He goes, oh, that's so awesome. He says, I get a hug from a hot chick with big boobs. I'm just like, okay, thanks, Ron. I need to be somewhere else right now. So have a good night. I'll see you next time.
Words of wisdom.
Because we have shows. We do shows at the Rainbow Bar and Grill also. Like once or twice a month through Nick. Speaking of that, Nick Fuoco, we love you.
Shout out to Nick. Yes.
Oh, this Friday night, I don't want to forget that. After we see the Whiskey and Gun Club at the Whiskey A Go Go, we got to go over to the Rainbow Bar and Grill because Nick is going to be playing in his band, his tribute band to Alice Cooper, Nightmare.
Okay.
And it's also going to be his birthday bash, and it's a free show, so no excuses. Come on out this Friday, party with us, free show. Celebrate Nick. If you love Nick Fuoco's birthday and everything and this dude as much as we do, come on down. Celebrate the birthday with us. It's going to be a great time.
Sounds very nice.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
In absentia is Lauren Molinaire, guitar player, mm-hmm. extraordinaire for Glitter Trash, and also Jesus Reuda, who we know and love as Chooch.
Chooch.
ass-kicking bass player.
Chooch instead of Cheech. Okay, Chooch, I love it. Chooch.
So there's Glitter Trash is four of us.
Did you say your name yet?
My name, I'm Brian Irving. I'm
Brian Irving. Yeah. He's the drummer.
Just the drummer.
Just the drummer. You keep the time for the rest of the band. If you're off, it throws everybody else off.
Well, I've got the van, so that's...
Oh, that too. That too. Don't piss off the drummer because he'll leave without you.
I also saw the bass player and the guitarist that I can play without them. I just need the drummer.
No, there you go. Okay. You can loop their stuff on tracks. No, I was kidding. Yeah. Play tracks. No, I was kidding.
So lots of love to Lauren and Chooch.
Hell yeah.
We miss our guys.
What's up?
Yes.
They're working hard.
Hard working guys.
You know how it is when you're working class punks, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Got to show up and make the coin.
I hear you. I love the bands I manage are either like punk or metal or a combination of the two, you know.
Mm-hmm. Working class.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I know that feeling. We're all doing it, right?
Right.
We're all in the struggle. We're all trying to make this something.
A stew of punk and hard rock and metal.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
One of my favorite songs is Choppers. Well, Can't Sleep.
It? Yeah, Can't Sleep.
I love that song.
I wrote that. That was the first song that I threw together when I moved here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before Brian was even in the band.
Yeah.
That's where it all kind of came about, was living over that Rampart flight line.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me just put it this way. It's like when you hear like that, please stay in your house. And it's like 3 in the morning. Please stay in your house. Do not move. It's like,
again?
We call
again.
Were they speaking to you?
I have no idea.
Jenna, come out of their house now.
That's right. We know you're in there.
We're doing rooftop sunning again.
We know you're in there.
Yeah.
We know you're in there.
So yeah, Rampart. The reason for that song.
That's awesome. No, I know. I see. I saw. We call Ghetto Bird is what we call them out here. I guess.
Yes, I don't
know. We saw. I saw a Ghetto Bird flying over. I was coming back from getting groceries yesterday, and it was circling around our neighborhood, like really low. Like I'm like, oh, who the fuck are you looking for now? And they're and I immediately thought of your song immediately, like in my head, Choppers. It just like went off.
You. It sticks in your mind.
It does.
There you go.
It went like for a whole goddamn almost a month after you guys played that show for me in February at the Petey's place.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit, I couldn't get that song out of my head.
Oh, that's fabulous to hear.
It was awesome. I'd wake up to that song. I'll
we get that sometimes from
it was awesome.
From people that come up like, God darn you guys, I can't get that song hustling out of my mind. Oh, good. I love that earworm.
Yeah, but that's not songs. A bad thing in my opinion.
It's makes us happy.
They put it on a great stage performance, too. Like, Jenna gets right down in the crowd. She's running all over. She's falling down on stage. She's like, it's awesome. It's one of the best stage performances I've probably seen.
I don't remember any of that.
You don't remember any of that?
I don't. don't. It just somehow happens.
Somebody like bought you too many drinks that night.
No, it's actually a religious experience. They fall into like this weird zone. And
like a trance? And you just like go for it?
Yeah, you don't
it just happens.
That stuff.
You can't play any of that kind of stuff.
No.
Dude comes off as being fake. Yeah. This is one thing I noticed about here. When I first moved here, I went to the Viper Room.
Yeah.
I noticed like, why is everybody smiling when they're playing the guitar? And it just seemed weird to me. Like Detroit,
it's like they're performing for somebody.
I guess. We're a little more intense in Detroit, you know?
Yeah. We're the same way back home. I'm from Maine, so it's it's the same kind of thing. We're all like hardcore, real. We don't care. We just get into it. And I'm moshing in the audience, and everybody's just standing there going, I'm like a bunch of fucking zombies. Jesus Christ. Like, I'm going hard in the middle. The only other people going hard with me is my husband, my buddy Warrior Dave, and maybe some Hispanic guys. And we're all going, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, or people who back home, East Coast, you know, like where you guys are from and out back that way.
Well,
New York
nice
and
performers.
Whatnot.
That's what we love to see that.
Though. Yeah, that's what I like. That's what I like is people who just go for it.
It's rarer and rarer today. And
it is.
Or you see just all phones up, you know.
Which is annoying. I mean, it's nice that they're filming your stuff or showing it to the world so people know that you're awesome. Like, they want to help, you know, like I do it because obviously I'm doing media coverage for you. I want people to see what we're seeing. You know what I mean? I want them to experience something.
Well, the band's been very lucky. We've had like lots of great photographers that follow us around since its beginnings. So we've had a great treasure trove of photographs that caught wild moments.
Well,
Jenna's
like a walking
and
photo op.
I got some great, awesome going at night.
Lauren's really photogenic in his way.
Yeah.
And his, you know, has such
and
history
guitar.
And such energy.
Yeah.
Born on guitar and Chooch up front.
Yeah.
So it's the photographer. In fact, the first few times we played, it was almost, it was so a little disconcerting because it seemed like more people had their phones up and they were watching from a different way than being really involved in the show.
It
was more of a photo opportunity for, you know, this interesting new band.
Right.
And as they got to know the songs. Now it's interesting because if you see some of the videos that some people take just with their phones, you can hear the crowd singing along. You can hear them singing the chorus to Hustlin'.
Right.
You can hear the crowd singing the chorus to Choppers. It's
great.
So we get it makes it really exciting for us.
That's good.
I used to that in Detroit. They stand there and stare at you in Detroit.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
I mean, when we played for some reason, maybe because I was topless. That could
probably Was that awesome picture I saw of you on your Facebook picture?
Yeah.
Where you were wearing pasties? Because that was badass.
That really got, a span from like 13 venues in Detroit.
Really?
They didn't like that. You know,
Boo-hoo.
My original guitar player, Brian, made a, he watched the show one day. He says, you know, it's really weird. It's like a bunch of guys will move forward when your top is off, and then a bunch will recede in horror. So he's like, I really don't know what to think about all that.
they can't handle reality. Fuck them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that was more just to piss people off. And then because my drivers had said mail on it, they couldn't really do anything about it except ban us. So, you know.
It's just, I hate ignorance like that.
See, here I'm X.
You know what I mean?
But there I'm M.
Right.
That's how it is.
Crazy, huh? That's crazy. I just think people should get over themselves and let people just be who they want to be and what they want to be. Like, why can't
you
just...
Why are you in somebody else's life?
Exactly. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It's like, you know. They just need to be more open-minded, I think, is a big part of it. And, and all I said when I saw that picture was, nice tits.
For real.
That was literally the only thing out of my mouth was nice tits. I wish mine looked like that.
It was taken by the wonderful Shel Greenberg down in Ohio, by the Cleveland.
Well,
area.
Shel Greenberg, you did a wonderful job because and then also whoever did the the surgery did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
So it just makes me want to go, damn. Well, I need you to help me.
He's been doing
mine look like that again
since the 1970. Right. So I got myself a real pro.
Fuck yeah. So you didn't go to Mexico and get the botch job.
No,
you got the good high
ones,
end,
down there by the stomach,
right?
And
yes,
by your shoulder.
Exactly. You got the high end. You know, you got the high end.
Right.
You know, good quality. That's what you want. That's what you want.
Well, they're starting to drop down. You know, it's weight
as we get older. It's just always an option. Yeah. You know, fuck it.
I'm in California. That's a
A major option out here. They got tits and ass guys everywhere. They'll
sure
take your money. They don't give a fuck.
But Brian was thinking about getting the Kardashian ass.
Kim or what are the other ones? Courtney or which ass do you want? I mean, I'm just saying. Or do you want? Or you want Kanye West? He's basically a Kardashian now. We got a caller. Hold on. Here we go. You're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog. Who are we speaking with?
This is Michael in Toledo.
Toledo? Oh. It sounds like Michael.
Holy.
Michael Rish?
Yes, it is.
Ah! Devil. Nice.
What are you doing on here? So you got a question to ask?
I'm at work at the ice rink, and I got the show on my phone.
Sweet.
Just thought I wanted to call in and say, you know, I'm just so happy that you're doing so well out there.
Oh,
it's
thank
awesome
you.
It's awesome to see. And I can't wait to see you back sometime in the Midwest.
Just don't, you know, hit any of those small 7-year-olds ice skating, doing the figure skating right now. Make sure you know, watch that Zamboni wheel.
Nah, we're closed. I'm just slaving away.
Are you?
Hey, guess
well, it's good to hear your voice, man.
Santa in the trash today.
What's that?
A plastic Santa in the trash today.
Oh,
plastic
no Santa. Way. There's a whole story about Toledo and Santa Claus.
Yeah, plastic. Yeah, it's nice.
It was probably one of the most outrageous shows I think I've ever been involved in.
Oh, nice.
Which Michael was the one who put that on. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It Woodchucks back in the day.
Yeah. What up, Michael and Woodchucks?
Yeah, Michael is a very a longtime promoter of the music scene in the Toledo area and also in Detroit. So
nice.
We always thought highly of you, Michael.
Are you offering gigs out your way? Is it something that would be appropriate for us? We'll travel.
Hey, keep up the good work.
Oh,
I gotta get back to work.
Okay, man. Good hearing your voice.
Again. Thanks, Michael. All
right, thank Michael. You for calling
thank
in,
you.
Michael.
Bye-bye.
Have fun all on right. the Zamboni.
Bye. What a guy.
See, that's
I always
my
wanted
friend,
to learn.
Zamboni driver.
Fuck yeah. I've always wanted to learn how to run one of those damn things. You know, I want to drive it on the fucking ice. Fuck yeah.
So what do you do, shaves it down or
something? Yeah, yeah. It smooths it out. Because all the...
They go in between, like, the hockey games and...
Yeah, because all... Because think about all the skate... You know what I mean? It's all digging holes into the ice all over the place because people are stopping and starting and going over. You know,
what do
I mean?
You think all those carts along the streets here get all that ice for the fruit
machine, from their local Zamboni driver?
That's right.
So, how long now? You guys started in 2010. How long have you been out here in LA?
I started, in 2010 in Detroit. Never been involved in music or anything like that, and just kind of like decided to do
it. Just said, screw it. I'm going to try
it.
Yeah. Fuck yeah!
I was looking around saying, man, I think I could do better than some of these people here. And
you got a good voice.
Oh, thank you.
Fuck it.
So anyway, I came here in 2017. I came in 2015 and did a show with the Dogs and did a song with them.
Okay.
And I recorded a song actually, which is on that one of these records here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on this one here.
Hell
it's
look at this.
Basquiat, something to, or and something to believe in. That was like 45
awesome.
A split that we did with the Dogs, and so I came out here for that. And
sweet.
I was out by the pool, like going over lyrics, like looking out in the ocean. I'm like, damn, I gotta move here. I'm like,
right.
Screw this Detroit stuff, man. I got the palm trees, and so anyway, I moved out here in the fall of 2017, and then Lauren kind of helped put the band together, and we had Jesus joined the band, and then we had Brian join it, and we were gelled really well together. So,
she and Lauren had you guys had sort of an internet communication.
Yeah, we had kind
of
like
a lot of
pen
the same
pal.
Kind of music.
Yeah.
Pen pals, isn't that cute?
Phone pal.
Phone pal.
Yeah.
You guys knit for each other and send stuff. Back
kinda. You know,
it's so cute.
But so you guys had developed. I think a meeting of the minds.
Right. Well, Lauren came from, you know, the late 60s scene with the MC5 and the Stooges, and they played with the Stooges and MC5. So, you know, he was kind of from that scene, so he understood what we were trying to do. We were more of a mix of, like, kind of a modernized proto-punk sound.
Okay.
You know, so I think, like, Lauren understood what was happening on stage. And, you know, in Detroit, it's really hard to keep people. There's a lot of people coming in and out of the projects.
Yeah.
It all depends on your current situation and you're digging it, if you're got to work those hours. And you know, just like a lot of places. It's like Los Angeles is a lot different. There's so many musicians here.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of like you just stop to get a beer and there's like 30 musicians around you.
Yeah.
But in Detroit, it's a lot more difficult to find the right people. And with Lauren had the correct sound. He knew what we were trying to do. So it just naturally happened. We wrote songs together very easily. So that's kind of how the genesis of the LA thing happened. And then when we got Jesus in the band at bass and Brian in here at drums, it just really clicked really well. So the band's been extremely strong here. It's never been this strong ever. So it's these guys here that have added the professionalism to the band.
So it was meant to be, you know what I mean?
It was meant
like,
to be.
You know, sometimes you just got to find what works.
Well, Lauren was still in Little Caesar, original member of the band Little Caesar from
oh, wow.
Guns N' Roses days. Had a huge record
Geffen
deal.
Geffen signed deal, yeah.
Massive, oh, yeah.
Massive record deal and still doing the Dogs. I had seen Lauren around for years and years, always respected him, but we'd never gotten around to play together. Had seen each other at other shows.
Right.
He had told me that he was starting this thing with Jenna, even though it was still called Glitter Trash from Detroit.
Right.
But it was going to be with new members, Los Angeles players.
Right.
And they'd already, in fact, I think that you guys had done one or two shows with
a
couple of
we
other
had,
players.
Yeah, we had somebody we tried out that didn't work out and drums from, I didn't even want to get involved in that.
Right. Yeah, stuff
right.
happens.
Right. But yeah, stuff but, happens. But, it didn't work
short
out.
Order, we,
yeah.
In short order, yeah. we got the crew together. And in the one rehearsal, we kind of looked at each other and went, holy crap.
It was meant to be.
He came in and a week later, we had recorded Hustlin' and
Oh, within just a few
Choppers.
Days.
Oh, nice.
A couple of days. It was like really fast. And, Brian, but like I said, Brian's like a pro-level player, so it was like really easy to work with him. And it wasn't like any run-in time. And Brian just at home and practices all the time.
Right. Well, let's play some songs.
Chopper?
You want to start off with that?
Why not? There's all one. Right. There was just one flying past.
Oh,
it's dedicated to you. Chopper.
To you.
Copper in the chopper.
That goes out to Lieutenant Burke flying that bird up there.
This song is called Can't Sleep, Choppers by Glitter Trash on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Choppers whirling over my head. No sleep with the police shooting everyone dead. Can't sleep, no sleep. I can't sleep, baby, just can't sleep with these choppers. Ooh, these choppers. Can't sleep, so watching TV got me really depressed. Terrorists mowing down people, whole world in distress. No sleep with a missile pointed right at my head. Kim's got his finger on the button, he wants us all dead. Can't sleep, no sleep. I can't sleep, baby, just can't sleep with these choppers.
Hell yeah. Next up, Hustlin'. Glitter Train. I know, I'm from the East Coast. I'm an asshole. Whatever. I don't fucking care. Anyway.
I'm energized.
Don't
those were
fucking
fun.
Care.
Here I've been holding back. I thought I couldn't say swear words.
Oh, no. On this. Oh, no. Go for it.
Say all the swear words you want to.
Damn it.
Rats.
You can talk how you want on this show.
Rat farts. No. What are you going to do? Brian, you look like you're ready for a Pacifico.
I'm going to slap you.
You're going to slap me with a hot mop? No.
You love it. You know you love it.
All right, what do we got coming up for your future shows so people know where you're going to be playing?
This Friday. We are at one of my favorite places, the Redwood Bar, downtown.
Downtown?
We've been there. Nice venue.
I love this place. So it's Glitter Trash, Beggars and Choosers. Mm. Very cool band. Dave James Band, and the Neptunas, really, really cool ladies of surf music.
Nice.
They're very groovy. And then also the debut of a band called Mog, a friend of ours, Mike Riley, had a really cool band.
Cool.
So this is going to be a really strong show. They're really, and the nice thing is they're all really good people.
Oh, I think
bands.
Somebody tried
Super
to call
nice. So that's this Friday, June 14th at the Redwood. Shall I continue on?
Go for it.
Saturday, June 29th, the lovely Glitter Trash is in San Francisco, south of Market, playing at Bender's with Everyone is Dirty and the Trash Vampires. And that's at like a Pride Week in San Francisco? Is every week Pride Week in San
every
Francisco?
Week is
I think
Pride
it's Pride Month.
Oh, well, there
so,
you go.
Yeah.
Well, there's something going on there that particular weekend.
So that's Saturday the 29th, we're statewide. And then... in July, Friday the 26th, with Channel 3. Yes, what a great band. Been around for a long time. Channel okay. 3, The Hellflowers, Glitter Trash, Something Ferocious at the Redwood, again in Los Angeles.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
It's Friday, July 26th. The next night, being statewide, Glitter Trash is hauling ourselves up to the Bay Area, and we're playing in Oakland with The Hellflowers, Hot Laundry, Screaming Bloody Marys at the Golden Bowl in Oakland. That should be fun, Saturday the 27th. So basically, we're hitting Los Angeles and the San Francisco Bay Area.
So sounds like we need to book you for August.
Yes. Very nice job there, B.I.
August and September. We need to get you bookings. I can handle that. I got several venues we can feature you at. Not a problem. Because you guys put on a really great show.
Thank you
very much.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people seem to respond well to you. I thought, anyway. Everybody, you know. And the other bands seem to go well with you. I mean,
we get along with everybody. I mean, it's a really, really a good rock scene here in Los Angeles. I mean, I was pretty shocked. Everyone's like, "Oh, in Detroit, no, you don't want to move there. It sucks." I'm like, "Okay, well, I think I'm going to go try it anyway."
That's what everybody back home says about out here. And then you come out here, and it doesn't really suck as bad as, you know.
Well, you go and you know everybody. It's a giant crowds at all the venues, especially like the Redwood when we go down there, Viper Room.
You get a good response, like a good amount of people.
Yeah, great response, and people like it, and they keep coming back out. So it's growing.
That's good.
And you know, like I said, just great people surrounding us, supporters of the band and the other bands too, just some really talented acts going on. And it, right now, rock is really, I've talked to a lot of people who've been here for a while. They said rock seems like it's really starting to get hot right now. So
yeah, it's starting to come back.
Like so it's really good. And there's the acts that justify that. I mean, really exciting shows to see. Yeah. So we're happy to be part of it and glad I moved here, you know? Started this.
I think punk is really making a comeback, rock and metal.
I think
they're starting to all kind of come back more now, you know?
Well, when you see like Justin Bieber thrown up on stage, but that the vocals continue on and, you know, like someone playing an instrument, then all of a sudden the electricity goes out, but except for the board, and then you keep hearing them playing their instrument.
It's just,
you know, like I said, like I think people just want real. Real is actually Real's making a damn comeback.
No, it's as it should, because I want a real experience. I want to feel the music. I want to see a real performance, not assholes lip syncing to shit.
Right.
And all you're playing is tracks and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, not downing rap or hip hop, because that's a different style. You know what I mean? These are bands like, as far as like play rock, instruments. Yeah, it's a little band. It's just a different, you know, different world.
Rock
different worlds.
I mean, you know, rap music, they don't play instruments or nothing like that.
That's that style, that's what that's meant for. Right. That's different. You know what I mean? To differentiate themselves, especially from regular bands and stuff. You know, that's understandable.
It's kind of what you're brought up in too. I mean, like, you know, I think like what I witnessed, even because I have three kids, so what I witnessed with kids was like they just kind of get sucked into the Nickelodeon, the Disney Channel, and it's all driven toward electronic music.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, people my age and older, they all gravitated toward rock and roll and the gigantic spectacle that was rock and roll. So their experience is different. So, you know, and then the other thing, too, that we have issues with, it's like all the venues are 21 and over. So it's like it's like you're starting kind of late, and so you're kind of getting a few people here and there that come into the scene and say, "Whoa, look at this." And they might drag a few others, but it isn't like a large amount of people. So rockers do struggle. It is tough. And, you know, going playing places and, you know, driving 4 hours and making $100 or $200 or whatever. But I mean, I think we do it for the love of it. I think Brian can attest to that.
We're trying to get out even though we love the Redwood and some of the normal places or semi-normal places that there are to play, we're trying to branch out to play for new people. And when we do, we just did different, who would have thunk it, on a Sunday afternoon at Harbell's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Punk rock barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, we don't look at ourselves as being entirely punk rock. But
you could fit in that genre, though.
Let's go do that.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Let's see about discovering some new people. And the reaction was like, holy shit! I think they thought we were going to be something else.
Yeah.
Maybe some novelty kind of thing or what? And people came up like, "Man, you guys rock!"
Exactly.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. Give us a chance.
No, but that's good that you're getting response, especially from younger people now. Like they're starting to go, "Oh, whoa! this is a great band. Like, they put on an amazing show. That's what we want, more people to be exposed to that.
You think that it would be better to try to do all-ages shows to try to expose your style of music?
Well, it's an option. I mean,
maybe get them some festivals.
We went up. We played in San Francisco at a notorious at the San Francisco Eagle, a real notorious bar. Known for being a gay and leather bar.
Yeah, but thought, which is cool.
We thought, well, let's try. Well, Jenna doesn't particularly, she doesn't relate to that. I mean, even
oh, I got you.
Strangely enough, I don't. I'm kind of a weird, I'm in my own weird zone. You know, like everything's
you're just you.
So, yeah, it's like, and I live in, I don't live in the LGBTQ world.
And you don't have to.
I don't. I live in the rock world. That's kind of like that's my family.
There you go.
I think the general shorthand is that that's what they expect of Jenna, and it isn't at all. But so we thought, well, let's go play in San Francisco at this real hardcore place.
Yeah.
And the place was friggin' jam-packed, and we rocked. And there really was nothing of an LGBT presence. They just rocked their asses.
There was a dude in a wheelchair trying to, you know.
Might be more about the leather and the BDSM.
It was mine too.
With them, it might be more the leather and BDSM. It might not be as much of a focus on the LGBT part of it. Maybe
want to have fun and rock.
That's all that matters. Yeah, that's all that matters.
To me, I always thought that there was kind of like a weirdness about LGBTQ, kind of like focusing attention on gay bars, and I always thought like, no, just focus the attention on the real world, because those are like hidden communities that a lot of people just don't go into.
Yeah,
it was one of the things I noticed. Was I noticed. There's immediate impact when you just show up in a rock bar, especially like a metal place. Metal people are just kind of like with me. They're like, "Well, what's this weird shit?" You know, but it's like, you know, it's okay. I mean, they don't probably don't see a lot of it. So like when I go
it's
to the Rainbow.
It's fucking L.A. Come on now.
Seriously.
This is L.A. Just, and when you go to the Rainbow, but you're in motherfucking West Hollywood. Come on now. It's just down on Santa Monica Boulevard.
You know, you would think.
You see all kinds
of,
you know.
It isn't like a 6-foot tall, like. It's a tranny walk in the streets hooking. It's
what,
like,
hey, do you not
get shit walking down the street?
I get called a faggot walking in Van Nuys going to the train. But of course,
that's
it's a
horrible.
Dude in a car.
You would never
fuck
expect
that,
that
bullshit.
It's everywhere. More.
They need to get the fuck over themselves, and they need to understand that the world is the way it is, and let people live their life the way they want to live it. You know, get your nose the hell out of my business. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but it's
you know,
it's young people aren't. Young people don't seem to be that way. They don't care. I mean,
this is my best friend, Silent Giggles.
Silent
Giggles is our Silent Giggles is our blesbian.
Blesbian.
Yes.
She's black. And she's black and she's lesbian, and we got pride. Whatever. I mean, whatever you belong to. I mean, I'm bisexual, but I don't necessarily feel that I have to go to gay bars or I have to go to the Pride Month or Pride Week or Pride Parade or any of that stuff. But I support my family, who a lot of them are gay and lesbian, and you know I have friends that are transgendered. I have friends that are gay, lesbian, whatever. I don't give a shit. I don't put a label on them. You know what her name is? Tashina. That's what I call her. Tashina. I call her blesbian because it's our joke.
Right.
That's our fucking pet name, our joke, or you know, it is what it is. But I don't. But I don't like that all that bullshit. Don't be hating on people because they're different than you. And, you know, that's where anger and hatred and all that stuff comes from is a fear of not understanding somebody else.
Right.
You fear what you don't understand.
Well, my whole thing was like, you need to get out there, look people in the eyes and show them that you're a human being.
Amen.
That's how you change things. You don't do it by hiding in groups or to me.
Fuck
like
all
just,
that. Just be yourself.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing was I'm big and I'm 6 foot tall. I weigh over 200 pounds. So it's like a lot of people don't mess with me, but if you're smaller, maybe people are frightened and they don't want to.
I just say, get over yourselves. It's fucking L.A. Jesus Christ.
Some of her personal experiences just in, you know, in day-to-day life, and I'm
that's
just
horrible.
Astounded. And when we first started playing together, my other musician friends, some, you know, would ask me, like, dumb, you know, questions. Like, what's the deal? It's like, it's a band, we rock.
Her name's Jenna?
Yeah, is there something else that you really need to know?
She's a 6-foot-tall woman.
Yeah.
There you go. Good enough.
I mean, it's like people want to say, you know, trans-fronted band and stuff. I'm just like, no, we're just a rock band.
We're a rock band.
Just so happens to have a transgender person fronting it.
Right.
I mean, and to me, I think I freak people out because I don't change my voice. I don't change my gait. Just
you
like,
shouldn't have to.
I'm not going to.
You're who you are.
Like, I made it this far. Fuck. I made it this far with this voice.
I figure, fuck them if they can't understand.
Yeah.
Oh, let's play some more music.
Let's play it.
to show them we don't give a fuck. All right, what are we pulling play? Material, wreckage. Well, let's do
give
wreckage.
Wreckage.
All right, we're going to do wreckage.
Wreckage goes back to 2000.
By Glitter Trash on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeart Radio. This is Material by Glitter Trash. Enjoy. We'll be right back. One last song, Basquiat, Glitter Trash. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio. We've been having too much fun today. The show went by already. This is crazy. I know. It was I know everything because we always have so much fun.
We'll get another case,
man. If we had another $99, man, I'd be doing the hour right now. we've had so much fun. We had Glitter Trash on the show today. They're rock and a little punk and a little surfer and a little all these different eclectic amazing sounds all together. And we want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Hell yeah. This has been a great time. Yes. I love this. We had so much fun.
Look at this view.
Hell yeah.
A view like
this. Isn't this beautiful?
Beautiful. Sherman Oaks, California.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Lauren.
We want to thank you, Jenna, and thank you, Brian, for being on the show today.
Yes, thank you,
Jenna. This has been a blast. Shout out to the other members of the band. Sorry you couldn't be here. Gooch.
Chooch.
Why did I say Gooch?
Gooch.
Chooch.
Jesus.
Oh yeah, the Gooch.
No,
yeah.
One day at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Chooch.
Don't mess with the chooch.
No. He is badass. That guy, when he gets up there, he's crazy. He's crazy. Yeah. He goes hard. I love that
show. Paratrooper. He's a
he looks like he's a hardcore motherfucker.
He is a very hardcore motherfucker.
Well, we want to say thank you guys so much for being on the show today. We had a blast. We had so much fun. We are definitely going to bring you back.
Okay, we'll come
maybe
back.
We'll do it for a Christmas special. We'll see. Bring you guys back.
Santa.
Oh, yes. Yes, Plastic Santa. Let's do this.
Thanks to Michael.
Let's do this. We're gonna. You're welcome. And we want to see all of you tonight at the California Institute of Abnormal Arts. Shout out to Carl Crew. We're going to be there tonight with some amazing bands. The Bad Mofos. We're going to have the Los Angeles Misfits. We're going to have Hidden Scars from Las Vegas. And we're also going to have Delphic Sybil. So come on out. Enjoy the show with us. We're also going to have burlesque dancers in between the bands. So come on out. Have some fun. We'll see you there tonight, hopefully. $10 is all there is. Come on now. It's cheap. And you get a Museum of Oddities. It's going to be an awesome time.
See Glitter Trash at the Redwood this Friday night?
Hell yes. Come see them at the Redwood Bar in downtown Los Angeles.
We'll put on a good show for you.
Yes. Yes, and where can everybody find you on your social media and websites?
Just punching Glitter Trashers. We've been around for so long that everything will come up.
Yeah,
genitalia, Glitter Trash, whatever.
Yeah, they're literally on. They're on Bandcamp. They're on set. Was it? Oh, there's a bunch of places I saw you on. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Glitter Trash.
Not litter, glitter.
Glitter.
G-G.
Glitter Trash.
People do call us glitter. Litter Trash.
Glitter Trash. Glitter. Okay.
See you Friday at the Redwood.
Give a hoot, don't pollute.
Till next week. Let's see, who do we have next week? Oh, we have Mikaru.
Oh.
Michael.
Ooh.
A Cohen, Mikaru, our buddy from Venezuela, will be on next week, and we're gonna have some more great guests beyond that. So come back. We're gonna have Star Daddy. We're gonna have all kinds of great people on the show coming up. So we will see you next time on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.